USA News. I'm Lance Pry. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan. The House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena this week for an FBI file that a whistleblower said linked President Biden to a criminal scheme involving money for policy decisions during his vice presidency under Obama. The White House denies the claim. Representative James Comer on Fox News says they're following the money,
including the Chinese Communist Party and many other countries that go into various LLCs, and then they transfer them around in a type of money laundering scheme, and then transfer the money back to different Biden family members.
New York and California officials are investigating the National Football League over allegations of workplace discrimination and a hostile work environment at league offices. New York Attorney General Letitia James and California Attorney General Rob Bonta are investigating potential violations of federal and state pay equity laws and anti-discrimination laws. President Biden is expected to recommend Air Force General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as Army General Mark Milley's four-year term is coming to an end. Though Brown is expected to become the 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, it should be noted Biden also interviewed General David Berger, the 38th Commandant of the Marine Corps. Facing monumental odds, the Mexican army defeated the French in the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. Thus, we all celebrate Cinco de Mayo. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Two senators are sponsoring a bill to extend Title 42 before it expires next Thursday.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that the Biden administration is still in favor of the move to deploy 1,500 active troops to the southern border to handle administrative tasks.
The president has used the tools that he has in front of him to prepare ahead of Title 42 lifting.
The bill offered by Arizona Independent Kirsten Sinema and North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis is aimed at holding off an expected surge at the southern border. When Title 42 expires on Thursday, May 11th, the bill would give Biden authority to expel asylum seekers without being tied to public health. I'm Skip Kelly.
The British monarchy is announcing tomorrow's coronation of King Charles III will celebrate the United Kingdom's religious past, present, and future by pairing ancient rituals with newly designed nods to the country's growing diversity. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will now probably attend his civil trial in New York City.
Writer E. Jean Carroll is suing Trump for sexual battery along with defamation after he denied her claims that he raped her in the 1990s. Speaking outside of a golf course in Ireland, Trump said, quote, "I have to go back for a woman that made a false accusation about me," end quote. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team said he would not testify in the trial. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Cinco de Mayo and a Friday could be a pretty good day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.